A while back, a KPCC reporter got this letter from a fourth grader at an LA Unified school.
Dear Mr. Kyle Stokes, my school doesn't have any clean water. That makes me very concerned. That water tastes horrible.
Potentially unclean drinking water at a school? That's exactly the kind of complaint that gets a reporter's attention. So KPCC's Kyle Stokes decided to look into it.
The fourth grader who wrote this letter, her name is Kaisa Dar, really loves her school, Clifford Elementary School in Echo Park. The kids are kind. The teachers are nice.
But a lot of kids are like, ew, no, I don't want to drink this water.
Even worse, Kaisa says the school's drinking fountain is outside, always in the sun.
The water is like hot and gross and like sizzling. It's gross.
To prove it, Kaisa brought some of Clifford Elementary's water to our interview. We went through a little water quality taste test based on a checklist I found online.
Does it taste like chemicals?
Not really. Mm-hmm. It's more of the metal taste.
Does it taste like, you know what, like a pool, like chlorine?
Yeah. It tastes like chlorine mixed with metal.
And not only does it taste funny,
it looks a little bit dirtier than other water.
It does. It's just a little bit yellow and a little bit cloudy, too. All of which got me curious. Long before the crisis in Flint, Michigan, LAUSD has been testing its water for lead. Since 2008, LAUSD has committed $45 million to testing all 60,000 of its drinking fountains, to flushing them, and more to shutting off or replacing them. And yet, after all of that,
ew, no, I don't want to drink this water.
So I asked the school district about Kaisa's letter, and it got forwarded all the way to the top.
I'm Mark Hovatter. I'm the chief facilities executive for the Los Angeles Unified School District.
He took Kaisa's complaint seriously. LAUSD went out to Clifford twice, called the LA Department of Water and Power to test the water, and finally sent the test results to me.
Nice to see you again.
So I went to share those results with Kaisa and her parents, Anna and Jonathan.
I've got the letter. And the answer is they found nothing.
Really?
Nothing bad?
That's good.
Nothing bad.
Good. That's great.
Yay.
To be a little more specific, DWP concluded the yellowish tinge was from iron rust in the water. And it's harmless, probably a byproduct of nearby construction. But after maybe 10 or 15 seconds, they found the water from the school's drinking fountain runs clear. So the solution the district suggested, just run the water for a few seconds before drinking.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, because I feel like that's teaching the kids to become more responsible.
I did wonder if LAUSD could do something more at Clifford, like maybe install some kind of water filter. But facilities chief Mark Hovatter says filters really only work if they're replaced regularly, which can get expensive. Plus, he says the city's water is normally pretty clean.
So I've committed that we will only put in filters where we need to, and we would ask our students to be as diligent as this student was to let us know when that's happening, because if we let the water run for a couple of minutes and it's still coming out yellow, then there's a major problem.
Now, in case you're wondering, when DWP tested Clifford's water, they did not test for lead. But a few years ago, the school district did and found that all but one of Clifford's faucets tested below the FDA's limit for lead in bottled water, which is a stricter standard than the federal limit for tap water. But in 2018, the news site EdSource reported that more than a quarter of the water fountains at LAUSD schools still does test above that bottled water level of 5 parts per billion. That's not enough lead to legally require those fountains to be replaced. But pediatricians fear that no amount of lead in the water is safe. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
And if you'd like to tell Kyle about the water quality at your school or send a letter to any of our reporters, just remember our address.
KPCC 474 South Raymond Avenue, Pasadena, California, 91105.
Or look us up on our website, laist.com. That's LAIST.com.